Okay, today's daf is Yerushalmi Megillah Daf Gimel, and we are on Beis Mavez, towards the bottom of the Amud. Just one source that I didn't get to mention yesterday with Rav Yochanan, when we said he was standing in the shul, the Kanishta Tekifra, and he said, "Ah, this is the Iker Tveria Kadma. This is old ancient Tveria." That was his comment. The Chazon Ish has a line. The Chazon Ish in Megillah, in Hilchos Megillah, in Kufnun Gimel, towards the end of his Sefer, where he discusses why Rabbi Yochanan had mentioned this, had this line. So he says, "Ve'ein ze tam ahad dekarit betesvav." This is that he's not just emphasizing that. Sha'af im ein ze ikar tveria, how are you samach letveria? Where he has to say, this is Iker Tveria, and therefore you read it on Tezvav, even if he was close, as we learned yesterday. If you're close to a walled city, then you read on Tezvav. What does he mean that this is Iker Tveria? El mishum chavivus eretz Yisrael, v'ir Tveria, shesham asida shal Sanhedrin, kadam ha-ge'ula. Rabbi Yochanan was just excited about Tveria. He loved Tveria. That's where he was the chief rabbi. And he, we know that the Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah, in the Bavli, that Flamin Aleph, that's where the Sanhedrin is going to start from again. In Tveria, that was the last place it was. The Rambam in Perek Yudal of Vilcha Sanhedrin. So that's why Hodia Lamer Yochanan, Shasham Iker Tveria. Yochanan was emphasizing that this spot where I am right now, this is Tveria. This is where it's going to start from. This is where, the Sanhedrin, belongs. That's what he means. The Shasham Haschalas Iker Tveria Kamer Vahainu Tveria Ha'atika. He's not saying that, this is important for the 14th of Adar, 15th of Adar, because that could have been in any area close by also. But he's saying this is Iker because he's noting that's where maybe the last place the Sanhedrin was and the last place, the next place the Sanhedrin will be. That's what the Rambam quotes, the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, to that to mention that fact as well. Okay, so now let's get back to Beis Mavez. So we spoke last time in the last year about the reason that we have the 15th, the 14th and the 15th, and why do you go by the walled cities from the days of Yeshua ben Nun? So we spoke about Chelko Kavod Le'Eretz Yisrael. That was Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. Unlike the Bavli gave just the Gzeira Shava. Here the Yerushalmi gave a couple of Gzeira Shavas, but also gave that Svara that we want to give Kavod to Eretz Yisrael. And we just spoke about, what about Tveria? And we just mentioned also that Rabbi Yochanan said that there were many, many cities from Geves to Antiparis. There were 60,000 cities. The smallest one was Beit Shemesh. So we're continuing counting on, commenting on that. So I'm Rabbi Chanina, three lines up from Beis Mabeis. I'm Rabbi Chanina, Kavtzala, I'm sorry, that was the last one. Kavtzala Eretz Yisrael, that was the question the Gemara asked was, there's not enough room even if you put reeds there. The answer is there was a, Eretz Yisrael was flexible at that moment and it expanded. Kala, Yara, Shemana, Yoshua, Filu, Mea, Inun. You're telling me that there were 60,000 or 600,000 cities from Gavis to Antiparis, but if you look in all the cities that Yeshua ben Nun mentioned in the in his Sefer that talk about the cities of each Sheved, afilu mea inun, there aren't even 100. So the Mefarshim say it doesn't mean exactly, doesn't not even 100 in the borders of Yehuda, because there are 112. So if you look at the Rav Chaim Kanievsky changes this Girsa, there aren't even 300. Again, we're trying to get to 600,000. So basically, there aren't so many. So what do you mean that there were so many cities? There are many less cities that are listed in Sefer Yoshua. So two answers. Number one, Rishuim and Lakish Omer, Mukafos Chomamana. Walled cities. Rishuim ben Nun was just listing with the walled cities in his list. Those cities are more chashuv. And he was not listing all the cities, and that was what Rabbi Yochanan was referring to earlier. So number one, maybe only the walled cities are mentioned. Number two, Rabbi Yossi Bar Chanina Amar Hasmuchos L'Sfar Mana. He was listing the border cities. He was listing the ones that bordered Yehuda, right? The borders of Yehuda. That's what he listed, but he didn't list all the cities in the middle. Karaya Masailer Rabbi Chanin Ben Chanina. There's a pasuk from Yeshua that supports Rabbi Yossi Bar Chanina. Because again, according to Rabbi Yossi Bar Chanina, the cities that are listed are border cities. Some of them can be walled, some of them don't have to be walled. According to the first day, Reish Lakish, they'll have to be walled. So we're going to quote a pasuk that some of the cities are mentioned here, and these cities were, this is a pasuk from Yeshua and Perek Yotes, and these were not walled. So it shows the writer of Yossi Chanina that the lists are just the list of cities on the border and not dafka walled. What does the pasuk say? Vayihi Givulam Mei Chelef Me'elon b'tsan anim va'adami hanekev v'yavne el ad lakum. Right, those are all the cities mentioned. So you see, not all these cities, the Gemara assumes, have a wall around it. What are these? Who are these cities? So we say Mei. First, the Gemara wants to say that the letter Mem is not part of the names of these cities. It's Mei Chelef. Chelef is the name of the city. Mei Elon, Elon. B'tsan anim Agnaya de Kedesh. It's the Agnaya, it's the swamps and the marshes of Kedesh. Va'adami Damyin. Hanekev Tzaydasa. Okay, these are all the names of the cities. V'yavnel Kfar Yama Adlukum Lokim. Those are all the cities that are mentioned in Yoshua Perek Yutes. So we have just one other list of the cities of Zvulun. V'Ketes V'Nahalel V'Shimron V'Yadela U'Beis Lachem. Ketes Ketunis Nahalel Mahalol Shimron Simunya V'Yadala Chiraya Beis Lachem. Beis Lechem Saraya. Seems to have been two Beis Lechems. So you have to specify which one. Why is the Gemara going through what these cities are? The answer is because if you know those cities, those are the cities, some of them that were walled, you have to know where to read the Megillah, and if they were walled or not, different halachas. A couple of other cities that are mentioned. Revacha, Rabbi Yehuda ben Levi, Rabbi Shua ben Levi, Bishem, Rebbe. Lud v'gei acharashim, mukafas choma mimos Yeshua ben Nun. They were walled from the days of Yoshua ben Nun. It looks like they have new walls. We'll see soon. V'lama lo amran va'ono. But first, why don't you add in va'ono also? Why do you only say lud and gei charashim? Why don't you also say ono? And the Gemara says, bechin dechsiv, if you want to say because it's written beferish, and you don't need Rabbi Shimon ben Levi to tell me that, v'ksiv lud v'is amris. Lud is also written, and it's he felt the need to mention it. Ella, begin the taninan, but because the only reason it says that is because it says in the Mishnah in Arachin, when we talk about walled cities, the gamla, the gedud, the chadir, the ono, the Yerushalayim, the chenka yosemahem. So the Mishnah in Arachin already lists ono as a walled city. So Rav Shimon Levi doesn't have to teach me that. So therefore, he left it out. One more line, the haksev ubnei alfael Aver, Mshamam, Vishamar, who bones Ono ves Lud ubroseha. So it says Bnei Alfael built Lud and Ono. What do you mean? They were after Yoshua. So how do you know that? How can we say that it had walls in the days of Yeshua ben Nun? You see, it only was built later. So Amar Blazer Bar Yosa, no, Bimei Pilegish Begiva, Charva. Right, it had a wall in the days of Yeshua ben Nun. But remember the tragic story at the end of Sefer Shoftim of Pilegish Begiva when the. Well, there was a civil war, massive civil war against Shevet Binyamin, and their cities were wiped out. So originally had a wall, but then the city was destroyed. And then they rebuilt it. And then Alfael came and rebuilt it, but really it had a wall. Originally, all the cities, they destroyed in fire because the other Shvatim were mad at Shevet Binyamin until we had at the end of Tainus, if you remember, one of the six reasons that we're happy, well, five mentioned in the Yerushalmi, the sixth in the Bavli, one of the reasons we were happy on Tu B'Av, it's the day that the Shvatim decided we could remarry Shevet Binyamin. We don't want the Shevet to go totally get, die out. So it was the day that they decided a generation later that they could marry back into Shevet Binyamin. One more line, Reb Chanani B'Shem Pinchas, Lud V'Ono, Hein Hein Ge'er Harshim. These is not three cities, but Lud and Ono are really part of the city of Ge'er Acharashim. Stop there for a moment. The Mishnah that was quoted from Arachin, and what we're talking about here are, there's a halacha midrabanan and a halacha midarbaisa. The halacha midrabanan we're talking about is what they delay in the Megillah. You lay in the Megillah on the 14th or the 15th. 14th open cities, and the 15th walled cities. But as the Gemara here quoted, it's important, a walled city or not a walled city is important for the din da'araisa as well. For a din da'araisa. And that's the psukim at the end of Sefer Vayikra of Bayis Babati Arechoma. We know that the halacha is that if somebody sells a house in a walled city, so then they are allowed to buy it back for a year. And if they don't buy it back within the first year, then it's huchlat, then the buyer could keep it and they cannot get it back. So that halacha is, leaves open the possibility, the Mishnah there describes what they used to do. The buyers used to hide and go on vacation on the last day or the last 2 days of the year so that the guy couldn't buy back from them. And then a week later they'd come back and like, I'm sorry, a year is up. And, it used to be a big problem. So, Hillel made a, takana that if I want to buy it back and you're not around, I can go to the Beis Din and give the money. Give the money to Beis Din and then go into the house and take over the house. You're not here? Okay? But I'm going in. So that was a takana. The fact that Hillel had to make that takana plays a very important role in a big sugya. It's known as the Machlokas, the Ksos, the Nesivis, or as one of them, based on the Rishonim, the Aguda and the Ramah. And that is, one second, Hillel had to make a takana. What do you mean? If I want to buy it back, it's the last day, I come to you, you're on vacation. So I should say, Ones! Ones, it's not my fault. I'm coming, and it's Ones, so Hillel had to make a whole takana? What does that sound like? That I wouldn't be able to claim Ones. Right, I wouldn't be able to claim Ones on that last day. But what do you mean? Ones is, we know Ones, Rachman Apatre. So, says the Mefarshim, says the Ksos in Simin Nunhei, do you say Ones Besof Hazman? That's the sugya. Let's say it's time for Mincha. I'm gonna daven later, don't worry, I'm gonna daven Mincha, Kitana, I'm good. You sure? You don't wanna daven now? Yeah, I'm fine, I'm gonna daven later. And then when I'm about to daven Mincha, and Ones happens. So do I say, do I have a good taina there? Do I have a good excuse? After all, I waited for the last minute. Why'd you wait for the last minute? Then an Ones happened. You say Ones Besof Hazman, right? Somebody has to repay a loan, and then they wait till the last day to repay it. So do you say Ones? So says the Ksos, you see from this discussion that Ones Besof Hazman is Lav Shmei Ones. Because after all, why did Hill have to make this takana for these guys who wanted to pay back the land? Just say the last day, they're Ones. And therefore, Ones, Besof Hazman, you don't say. That's what the Kso says. And that's why Hillel had to make the Takana. Nira. He says, Vayis baris bar de Yechoba, Shenifta Yud Beis Chodesh, Imiru Ones, Shalowaya Yachol Liftoso Kol Hashana, Gamkein Eino Chozer L'Mocher. Right? Because it's kind of his fault that he waited. Hachanami Vayis bar de Yechoba, Take if Nikna Lokeach, therefore you can't, I jumped the gun. What I just said, that it's Ones Besof Hazman, Lo Aviz Ones, that's the shita that the Ksos is arguing on. That's the shita of the Aguda. The Aguda is one of the Rishonim. The Aguda says, Mikan nira, sha'adam nadar la'asos davar betoch biyom, betoch lamed yom, ozman acher, velo nanas, betoch hazman, v'yayochol la'asos, u'biyom adibishlam zimin in deones, lo kari ones. Right? The Aguda says that. The Ksos argues on that and says, no, Bayis Mabati Arechom is different. A Yisod Gadol. Because what are we going to say here? I came back, I say, I'm Ones, I can't buy it back. You could say Ones, and it's as if you didn't do something. Let's say somebody is at gunpoint. You know, you do this Aveira, I'm going to kill you. But you can't say Ones as Kilu, you did something. That's the Ksos. Right? The Ksos argues on the Aguda. You might say Ones Besof Hazman is Have Ones. But here, what are you going to say? It's as if you bought it back. You can't say it's as if you did something, but Ones. We could say, you did something, but Ones is as if you didn't do something. Not as if you did something. So that's an important comment of the Ksos. I'm sorry, I got it wrong the first time. That's the shita that he's arguing on. The Nesivis on the Simen Nunhei, there, he argues on the Ksos. He says the Ksos has the whole conceptual analysis of Bayis Bati Erechoma wrong. Right? The question is, the Ksos seems to say that I sell it, and then I have a buyback option within the first year. The Nesiva says, no, the way that it works within the first year is that you didn't really sell it until the end of the year, right? You didn't really sell it. If you buy it back within the first year, you're undoing the sale. So he doesn't even like that lashon of the Ksos of, oh, you need, it's kilo ones kamanda oven, you don't say. No, you don't have to kamanda oven. You just have to renege on the sale and then it won't be called a sale. Okay, that's a big topic of Ones Besof Hazman based on that discussion of Bayis Bebati Arechoma. Let's continue now. So a little more than halfway down. Gimel Amraf. Rav Chelba, Rav Chuna, B'shem Rav Chia, Rabba. Hakol Yotzin Barbasar, Shehuzman Kriyasa. What is this going on? So the Mefarshim on the side talk that this discussion is really based on a Gemara in the first Mishnah in Shkalim. The first Mishnah in Shkalim announces, if you remember, what Beis Din does at the beginning of Adar, in order to Rosh Chodesh Adar, they start announcing that people should give in their maksas ashekel, and the Mishnah says bechad ba'adam hashmina l'shkolim akilayim u'bachamisha aserbo, and what they do on the 15th, korin es ha'megillah b'krachim, they read the Megillah in the krachim, right? So the 15th, So this is a question on that Mishnah. So this is quoted here because it's going to relate to our discussion. So the Gemara says, but Rabbi Chiya Rabba says, Shakol Yosef Abasa Shuzman Kriyasa. Rabbi Chelbo says that a Ben Tesvav could be Yotzei by reading on the 14th. Right, the question is whether we hold this way or not in the Bavli. But the Gemara says here, the Rabbi Chelbo says, everybody's Yotzei Kriya on the 14th. Meaning even if you live in the Yerushalayim, you live on the, you're a 15th Jew, but you can be Yotzei on the 14th. So how could, so that's the Gemara's question, how could the first Mishnah in Shkolim say that they used to announce on the 15th, the first day of Adar, they announced this. And the 15th day of Adar, that's the day that they read the Megillah and the Krachim. But according to Rabbi Chelbo, even on the 14th. So Gemara says, yes, of course, he could read it. The 15th is the Iker day, even though Rabbi Chelbo says the 14th. Lo bala la metcha, shemitzas noa goes ba'adar sheni. Right, the point of that Mishnah in Shkolim is not to tell me, be so exact about the dates of Purim on the 14th and the 15th. It's just telling you that, let's say you have two Adars. If you have two Adars, all the behaviors and practices of Adar basically go in the second Adar. Right, when you announce to bring the Shkolim, because that's the one that's close to Nisan, and when they used to go out and fix the roads. So that's all the second Adar. So the Gemara, the Mishnah says there that you land on the 15th, but it's not getting Bidafka into the details of only on the 15th and not on the 14th. It's just interesting in saying that all these things together go in the second, Adar. That's all it's interested in saying. Okay, fine. So the Gemara says now, wait a minute. So Rabbi Chelbo says that if I live in Yerushalayim, if I'm a Ben Tezvav, I can be Yotzi the Megillah on the 14th. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Yossi, Rav Acha, v'yisivin, one time there was sitting, Am Rabbi Yossi, Rav Acha, Rabbi Yossi says Rav Acha, Lo mistaver l'sha'avar. It doesn't make sense except l'sha'avar. That means bidi'eved. It must be that when Rabbi Chelbo said that a Ben Tezvav can be Yotze on the 14th, it's only bidi'eved. Aval l'ba, but l'chadchila, you can't say that. He would say that l'chadchila, somebody who's a 15th Jew could be Yotze on the 14th? I think that's only bidi'eved. Fine. Says the Gemara v'atani, but didn't we learn in a brisa? Makim shenagu lekrosa shnei yamim karonasa shnei yamim. Right, we had this a little bit yesterday. What if you live in a place where you read it 2 days? Let's say a makim safik. You live in a city, you're not sure if it had walls for the days of Yeshua Binun or not. So we say you read it 2 days. We said yesterday, the first day with a bracha, the second day without a bracha. But 1 second. According to Rabbi Chelbo, if you're a 15th day person, you're yotzei on the 14th. So if you're misupik about it, why would you have to do both days? Either, let's say, you read on the 14th. So either today's your day, and even if tomorrow's your day, today you're Yotzei anyway. So according to Rabbi Chelbo, why would the Braisa say that if it's a Makam Safik, you read it both days, Miman of Shach, the first day should be good enough. So why would you have to read it both days? So the Gemara answers, Amar Leh, so this is what Rav Yossi and Rav Acha were talking. So he answers him, Ofanas of Arkein. What does that mean? We'll go with one shot. Yeah, I also have that problem. So Amar Rabbi Mana V'yos. Rabbi Mana said, no. Let me explain, Rabbi Chelbo. Rabbi Chelbo, even though the Braisa says that if you have a Makam Safik, you read it both days, Rabbi Chelbo is still correct, that if you're a 15th Jew, you can read it on the 14th. Why would you read it on both days? Ilu Misha Karya Barba Asar, V'chazav Karya B'chamisha Asar, Shema Ein Shomin Lo? If you have a 15th Jew, a 15th day Jew, and he reads it on the 14th, and then he says, you know what? I want to read it on the 15th. Would we tell him not to? You would tell him, yeah, this is your day. This is your real day. You read it on the 14th, b'di'eved? Okay. But if now you thought maybe you wouldn't have a Megillah on the 15th. So you read it on the 14th. But now it's the 15th, you have a Megillah. We would tell him that, he shouldn't read it on the 15th. Of course he should read it on the 15th. Because that's the real day. And therefore the Gemara continues, Im Omer Atkein. If you say to all these cities that you're not sure what day, right, they're supposed to read, 14th and 15th. You say, yeah, you can read on the 14th and that's it. If you say that, then you're just going to do away with the whole din of the 15th. Shema nemseisa oker zman krachim biyadecha. Then you're basically going to be oker the din. Rabbi Chelbo, when he was talking about one individual person. He was a 15th person. He read on the 14th by mistake. Do I have to read on the 15th? We'll say, okay, you were yotzei on the 14th. But for a whole city, for all the cities that are misupik, you're going to say, just read it on the 14th. Then you're going to forget the whole din that if you're a walled city, you read it on the 15th. Because all these possible walled cities, they're going to read all on the 14th. You can't do that as a tzibur. You can't do that as a rabbin. So therefore, you want to do it once on the, for one individual. Okay, that's what Rabbi Chelbo was talking about. But you can't do that on a tzibur level. Period. So Lumaskana, this finishes this section of the Gemara. Lumaskana, it sounds like from our Gemara here in the Yerushalmi, that a Ben Tesvav could read it on Yudalad and be Yotze B'dieved. That's what it sounds like. This Deya is not mentioned in the Bavli. It's not mentioned in the Bavli, only here in the Yerushalmi. But maybe some suggest, the Vilna Gaon, others suggest, that's maybe where the Rambam and the Gemara and the Shulchan Aruch get it from. The Rambam says, we read this Rambam yesterday, and the Shulchan Aruch says it in Tuf Reish Pei Ches. Tuf Reish Pei Ches, the Shulchan Aruch here says, in Sif Dalid, Krach Shehu Safik Im Hukaf Mi Ben Yoshua Im Lav, Karbi Yudalva Tesvav, Ubelelein, you read it both days, Volo Yevariki Im Yudalid, Shuzman Kriya Lerova Olav, you make a bracha on Yudalid. Who says, if I live in a city that's Safik, each day I should say, I'm a Supik. If you have a suffix about a bracha, we usually say, you don't make a bracha. You're not sure if you did the mitzvah or not. So you do the mitzvah without making the bracha, right? You're not sure. Even if it's about a suffix daraisa, you're not sure if you're yotze, if you put on tefillin. You're not sure if you put on tzitzis. You're not sure if you're the bris milah. You always say, you do the bracha, you do the mitzvah without the bracha. So how is it? We know this halacha, but where do they get it from? How is it that if somebody's not sure, they live in a city that's suffix yudal, suffix tezvav. So you do it both days, but you make the bracha on the first day. You shouldn't make the bracha on either day. Because each day is a suffix, whether you're being Yotzi or not. Where do they get this from? So maybe it's this day in the Yerushalmi. Because Rabbi Chelbo says that even a Ben Tezvav, if they read a Yudal, they're Yotze. So that's maybe suggested where this day comes from. Period. Okay, we continue. It says the Gemara, Nachman Bered, the Rav Shmuel Bar Nachman. So you already see there that grandchildren were named after grandparents. Right? Nachman Bered, the Rav Shmuel Bar Nachman. He's named after his grandfather. Simcha, we're going to darshan in the pasuk in the Megillah. Simcha, take out the next word. Mikanchi and Asurim behesped. Simcha teaches me that the Yudalan and Tezvav Adar, you're not allowed to have eulogies. Mishte, Mikanchi Asurim betainis, you're not allowed to fast. The Yom Tov, because of the fact that it's a Chi of Suda. The Yom Tov, Mikan, Shasurim Basiyas Malacha. According to this Deya, and maybe originally, there was an Isser Malacha on Purim. Om Rabbi Chelbo, Zivin Sagiyin, Yasvis, Kumei, Rabbi Shmuel, Bar Nachman. Many times I sat in front of Rishon Bar Nachman, meaning your father. Right? Who is talking here? Nachman, the son of Rishon Bar Nachman. So the person says to him, I was at your father's shir many times. Lo Shabbos b'nei Hadamilsa. I never heard him say this in shir. The third part. I never heard him to say that there's an Isser Malacha on Purim. Amar Lei, so that he said, the son says, Kol Ma'davi Abba Shami Atshmiya. You heard everything my father said. Right, you never missed the shir. You never missed a day of shir. You heard everything my father said, baby. He said you aren't there. What do you mean? Milsa de Rebbe Pliga. So the Gemara answers, in any case, Rebbe argues on this. Rebbe does not hold that there's an Isser Malacha on Purim, like we hold that there's no Isser Malacha. Why? Because the Rebbe did two things. Hayim Afarsi Matzmo Shnei Yamim Tovim, Shnei Yamim Bishana. Twice, 2 days a year, he wanted to prove a point and tell everybody that this is the halacha. So he did the following. Number one, Rochis B'Shavasa B'Tamas. He took a shower on Shavasa B'Tamas. What is that to teach me? To teach me that the Shavasa B'Tamas is not like Tisha B'Av. This is not one of the chamur. We don't treat the other fast days on, for the Beis HaMikdash. We don't treat it in the same way as we treat Tisha B'Av. And that's where he took a shower there's no Issa Rechitza. There is a Deya. There's a discussion in the Rishonim. The Ritva quotes it. Did he eat? Did he eat on Shavuot Tammuz? So, meaning, the Gemara says that originally, besides Tisha B'Av, and Yom Kippur is in the Torah, besides Tisha B'Av, all the other fast days, it depended. If there was a time of Tzaras for the Jewish people, they fasted. If everything was good, then they didn't fast. So, maybe Rebbe was saying that Shavuot Tammuz, he lived at a time maybe that was not Tzaras for Klal Yisrael. So maybe he even ate. The Gemara just says he washed, but maybe he means he even ate. So that's a Deya, but the Ritva has 2 days about this. Rachatz ve'efshad hu adin she'achal. Maybe he also ate. Deratzu ein misanam klal. It just says washing, because that's public. That's in public. Mefarsa mimulsa. Inami, then the Ritva says, no. Lo achal. He didn't eat. Kivet she'nog bo ha'isura. Kigom ezman hazeh, nogu bo inu she'alifrodz gedarim shall we show him. Elidi mistaverch lo tolu adavi and baratsu, vechulu. Avalola achila. The Ritva says, even in the days of Ratsu, ain Ratsu, they didn't eat on these days. After all, he said, listen to this line. She'eno b'din shehe beis elokim v'ir ha'kodesh chareva v'anu ochlim v'shosim. Even if you're not under tsaris right now, says the Ritva, we have a churban beis hamikdash and you're busy eating. You can't take off a couple of days and not eat for the churban beis hamikdash. V'hainu tekamar she'rachatz v'dafka rachatz. Dafka rachatz. U'bizman hazeh, says the Ritva 600 years ago, gam kein she'ein shmad v'ein shalom chayav enon le'asar b'achila v'gzeres ha'navim v'lo b'taras minog b'vad. It's a din. So he quotes this daya that Rebbe even ate. He does not like that daya. He says, no, he only washed. So Rebbe washed on Shavuot Tammuz, and the one that's important for us here, v'notei ha'netiyos b'Purim. And he went out and planted trees on Purim to show that Purim does not have an Isser Malacha. So he did not agree to hold of this Isser Malacha. Rebbe Chaviv, b'shem Rebbe Baran Tetaman, Rebbe Chaviv said in the name of the rabbis above him, b'chal makam shekasev yom tov inksev v'kibel. Anywhere where it says Yontif in the Megillah, it doesn't say that the Bnei Yisrael were Makabel that Yontif. When it says where they accepted, what they accept, Mishteh, Matanos Lavyonim, Mishloach Manos, they didn't accept Yontif. Vekan, but Nachman, this Nachman, Bnei Yisrael or Nachman, would hold Ksiv Yontif and Ksiv Kibel. It does, he finds Sukkim that it does say Vekibel by Yontif, but the other She just would say, no, they never accepted. And of course, we hold that there's no Isser Malacha on Purim. Resimon b'shem Rav Shmuel Bar Nachman. So now again, quoting Rav Shmuel Bar Nachman. Mishpacha u mishpacha elu hakfarim. This is another remez to the different days that Purim is. Mishpacha u mishpacha refers to villages. Every family did it on their own day. Medina medina elu hakrachim, the walled cities. Ir v'ir elu ha'ayaros. Tani Shmuel, mibnei ma makdim elu yom haknisa. Why do we allow that these villages to read it earlier, like we said in the first Mishnah? Why do we allow them to read the Megillah on the 11th, the 12th, the 13th? Kedishi yisapku, ma'i b'mazon lachem shebekrachim. Because on the days of Purim, these villages are the ones that bring in water, and they're basically the day laborers for these big cities. If we make them read the Megillah on Purim, then the other people, the big cities, wouldn't have anybody to bring them water and work for them that day. So we allow these laborers to hear the Megillah a few days earlier, so that they will be able to be to allow them to bring the water and the food to their brothers in the Krachim. And remember the Machlokas Rashi and the other Rishon, we mentioned on Daf Aleph, about who's reading it for them on those earlier days. Is it the Bnei Krachim, the Bnei Kfarim? Because then you have the problem that you're not mechuyah b'davar or not. Rabbi Pelipa bar Pruta Omer Kumi Rabbi Yona Les Hada Amra Sheaser Basias Malacha. Doesn't this show she? Our gear says Sheaser. Let's go with the carbon aid. This gear says Shemuter Basias Malacha. The fact that what we're talking about here, whether there's an Issa Malacha on Purim or not. So the fact that why are they allowed to read earlier? Because they're going to be needed to work on Purim. That shows there's no Issa Malacha on Purim. The fact that we allow them to read B'yom HaKnisa so that they would be able to work on Purim shows that there's no Issa Malacha on Purim. The Gemara says, he says back, Nachman says back, that might not be such a raya. Amalei in min hadal les shema min haklum. That's not such a raya. Why? Because after all, there are other days of Issa Malacha during the year where you're allowed to do some type of Malacha. Hari cholo shal moed. Hari yuaser bas yis malacha. V'besapkin mazal hachem shebekrachim. Cholo moed. I'm not talking about an Issa Malacha like Shabbos, he said. I'm talking about an Isser Malacha like Purim. So, like Chol HaMoed. Chol HaMoed is an Isser Malacha, but there are Heterim. So here too, there would be Heterim. So, but don't prove to me from that, Svara of Kdesh Yisafku that there's no Isser Malacha. Les Lecha Elakada de Rebbe. You want to bring a Raya from Rebbe? That's the only one you can bring a Raya from. Like we quoted up above, the Rebbe Yom HaFarsi Masvash Yom HaMashana, Rebbe did something twice a year to make sure people knew the Halacha. Rochet B'Shivas or B'Tamas V'Noteya Netios B'Purim. Right, and that's for sure Asr and Chol HaMoed. You can't plant new things on Chol HaMoed, and yet you can do it on Purim, so that shows that there is no Isser Malacha on Purim. Good. We mentioned earlier up above that Simcha means no hespedim. There is a machlokas. What does somebody do if they're sitting Shiva on Purim? Is there a velus on Purim? That's a machlokas machaber in the Ramah. Does an avel go to shul? Does he have to try to get a minion in his house? Right? So that's a machlokas machaber in the Ramah. In Tafrei Sadivav, Purim mutter basiyas malacha. That's where the Shulchan Aruch starts off. And a couple of sifah lever. The Shulchan Aruch says there's regular avelus. There's regular Shiva, regular on Chanukah and Purim. Ramah. He's allowed to go. Let's see, he can't get a Megillah. He can't get a minion at his home, at the Shiva house. So he could go. Better to have a separate minion in the house. The Yesh Omrim, She'ein Avelus Noig Bapurim. The Ramah quotes, there are those that say there is no Avelus on Purim. Lo B'yadav, lo B'tezvav, V'chein Noagin. The Ramah says that is the Minog. He quotes, the Mishnah Berurah quotes, there's no sitting on the floor. You put on regular shoes, the Mishnah Berurah says. Bavada ein lahachmir. Lamai, don't go crazy. I don't think somebody during Shiva is going to go crazy in their Purim Suda, but there's no, you limit it to the Avelis, Bitsina. Okay. We continue a little bit more. Finish up. Rabbi Yosef bar Yishunam boy kumi Rabbi Mana velo Ezra tikin shiukarim b'Torah b'shini v'chamishi b'Shabbos b'mincha. Understand? We allow the Yimei Aknisa to lane earlier, right? Because 1 second, why? Because Mondays and Thursdays they had a special status. But when did the story take place? The Purim story? Didn't Ezra HaSofer make the Mondays and Thursdays special? And he lived later after the Purim story. So what are they already making Mondays and Thursdays special? Didn't Ezra masakin it? Umordechai ve'Esther maskinim amasha Ezra asil laskin. Ezra HaSofer didn't live yet. He lived right by Yesheni, right towards the and this whole Purim story was before. So Amar Lei Misha Sider as Hamishnah Samchal Mikra. It means that the psukim allowed, right, when it says mishpacha mishpacha medim medim year to year, the psukim allowed for flexibility for whatever days would be enacted. And later on, once Mondays and Thursdays became special, that's when they made that kavua. But again, the allowance of allowing extra days was already built into the psukim. And then later on, Chazal darshined and made it onto Mondays and Thursdays. Okay, we'll stop here, Brother Shem. Next time we'll pick up with the second Mishnah here in Maseches Megillah.